Welcome to the Building Church. At the Building Church, we are committed to raising up people of balanced stature for Jesus in all phases of life. Join God's servant, Pastor Jeremiah James, as he brings the word with clarity, grace, and truth.
This month has been declared a month of favor and early help. You will be helped early. In the name of Jesus. So I don't know how many of us at any point in our life have tried prayers and you are not too sure if God will answer you. You see, there's nothing that wreck a man's confidence like trying something he's not sure of the answer. Just imagine with me for a while. How many of you have ever have maybe your door, the knob, or maybe the key fluctuating opening at a time. Maybe you have a 14 door at a time in your life before. Let me see your hand. You know when you are going home, you'll be praying that, Father, I pray that this door is open in the name of Jesus. Now, that thing, you will not have prayed if your door is, if the knob or the key is not 40, right? You go confident now, open it. Then, but if you give a visitor, for example, and he discovers that the thing is not open, what he will do is that he will think you gave him the wrong key. But you that have been using the key. You use it the other time now. You're like, this is the same key now. In fact, so that you will not confuse it, you even labeled it. And you lie to yourself, you call it master key. You label it and you try to open it. This thing still did not open. Please, is the fault going to be with God that your door did not open? What is the likely issue that you are going to think about the door not opening? What are the things that I want to blame? Most likely, number one, the key. Number two, the cylinder. Pardon me. Yeah, no repair. He said the key, the cylinder. Yes, all those things are possibilities that you should consider when your door is not opening. That you have been opening and entering and coming and helping and coming and helping. But just imagine with me for a while that after the 40 door, you did not fix it. For 1 year, you are praying. A day is coming. You are going to do vigilante outside because you will not be able to enter them. That same place again. That is what happened to believers when they have to beg God to be sure whether he will answer their prayer or not. That is, you did not show up with confidence that God will answer my prayer. And that is why I said it is not good that a believer have a catalog of unanswered prayers. God never put us in the dark as far as prayer is concerned. The end result of prayer is always predictable. And that is one of the reasons why we are considering this topic. The key is to answer prayer. Please, I don't think any person will go and pray if he doesn't want his prayer to be answered. But when you continuously pray and then you don't know whether or not God is going to answer you, there's the issue. Proverbs chapter 13 verse 12. I want you to give me all your attention today because you are going to be blessed. And if you understand this key I'm giving you, I'm telling you the truth. If you understand this teaching, the devil has lost his battle before he fights. Because if the devil can convince a believer that God will not answer his prayer, just imagine with me again for a while that you went to rent house. And while you were renting the house, they gave you a key. After you have paid, they gave me a key that is opening your neighbor's house. Everybody like, that is, it's not opening your own. That is, when you pray for others, they see answer. And it's locking you outside. That too is not correct. So I will balance it. That too is not correct. There is a dimension of that too. That sometimes you can, and that is the essence of all of this thing we are doing. Don't worry, this series is going to bless you in no small way. Because most times, People mistaking, people are trying to pray themselves out of trials. They are trying to pray themselves out of waiting season. Many of us also enter waiting seasons in our life, but we trusted God for strength to pass through the waiting season. Just imagine with me for a while that you want to be the best graduate student without writing exam. Is it making any sense? So you are sweating. Your parents are saying you put your leg inside water. How many of you have we ever been reading and your parents say, what are you doing? Why are you not sleeping? You say, I'm reading for exam. And then your dad said, what exam? Leave exam, nonsense exam. Close the book, go and sleep. That is the same wickedness it will be to God that you are not right. God is there supervising your trials. You are shouting to him, he is hearing you. Take for instance, we have taken a lion, our daughter, for immunization before. And they are injecting her, she's crying sheds. She's not crying tears, she's crying shed. And the two of us are there. She is looking at us and we two are looking at her. Because we know that that thing she's passing through is so that she will not pass through worst. If she's not immune, polio is on the atmosphere. Our daughter is being injected. She is going through pain and we can't do nothing. There is an injection they used to give them when they are going through the immunization. That injection will last for one week. In fact, they will tell you to be we want to put water, we want to put ice inside the fridge and be putting it on the girl leg. If you touch yes, we shout. Yeah! If you touch yes, we shout. Anywhere touches, you shout. It's our daughter. They are giving her that injection. We are there for 1 week. We know she will pass through that. But what if we said no? Leave my daughter alone. She will not pass through that for 1 week. Throughout her life, she'll be fighting for you. So there are some things you think is wickedness to God, is that God is maturing you. God is there, he's looking at you crying, but he knows that the attack the devil is bringing will not last. God answer my prayer. Because some of you have traded, some of you have intentionally gone and prayed about your trials. Like Paul. In Corinthians, Paul said, there is a tongue in my flesh. I prayed 3 times that God take it away. God said, I will not take it. And he said that what that tongue taught him was grace. Our Jesus was angry on the tree. I'm shouting. Hope you know. You have not shouted though. Have you ever gotten to a point where you have cried to God and said, God, I'm forsaking you? Jesus did. He was on the cross. Jesus screamed. In fact, it's Ela, Ela, Lama Sabachthani, which we will not remember what he shouted. They have to interpret it was. He shouted, Oluwake. And don't forget, before he shouted, he also went to go and negotiate that trial. I did some teaching some times back. I said, hope you are not trying to advise God out of answering your prayers. In John, Jesus was praying. He said, Father, glorify now thy son. And the Bible said he had a voice from heaven saying, I have glorified, I will glorify it yet again. Do you know what that prayer means? When Jesus was praying that Father, glorify now thy son, what Jesus was saying was that, Father, let me go and die. Because the word glorify not thy son that was used there was that until the son is glorified, that is until the son is killed. Now God is answering that prayer and Jesus was shouting. Some of you have asked God that God, refine me as gold. He said, do you mean it? He said, yes, Lord. He said, Father, refine me as gold. He said, it's gold. You said, do you mean it? He said, yes. They now started the approach from aluminium. They have not even brought the fullness of gold. You know, said nobody should serve God again. That God had neglected his people. Jesus felt neglected when God was answering his prayer. Because what is answer prayer to you? Hope you know, answer prayer is not your desire. It's your deserve. Oh, you did not get that.
Answer prayer is not your desire, or it is your deserve. You are praying that you should be able to pay rent. God is looking at you, owning estate. So why you think he is not answering your prayers for rent? He is cooking something for estate. Some of us were able to see solutions in areas of our life in our downtime. That is when we were down, that we are even trusting God, that God, even if his bike, you are able to buy for me. God say me bike. You are not by bike type. And that is why I said it severally. I said, please, in your waiting season, make sure you are praying right. There are two dimensions of God that when it comes to providence, that many believers don't know. There is the dimension of God that gives seed. There is the dimension of God that gives bread. Bread is temporary. Seed, you will have to wait. So if the prayer you are praying to God is a seed dimension kind of prayer, you will wait. Because nobody eats seed, they eat fruit. And that's why in Isaiah 55, he said, he gives seed to his sower and bread to the eater. What it implies is that when God is coming on board for you, depending on the kind of thing you are asking him, if it is the seed dimension, there is the waiting time. And while you are waiting, God is answering. But you will still wait. It's like somebody that said, I want to give birth, and he expect to get pregnant today and give birth today. He is pregnant already, God has answered. Then God watch over the pregnancy to deliver of the child. Because most times, we are the ones that don't know what God is doing and call it an answer prayer. Or you don't know the dimension of the help God is bringing to you. You want it now. And that's why he said that it gives seed to the sower and bread to the eater. When you are praying to God, you are going to pray on two dimensions. Either as a eater or as a sower. If your prayer is standing on sowing, you will wait for time. What I used to say is that why, even if you are a sower, God in his benevolence will not allow you to be sower and weeping always. Because the Bible says in the book of Psalm, he said, those that bear their sheep, carrying their sheep and their seed weeping, and then when it is time, they come with the sheep rejoicing. There is a season for the seed. It appears like you are weeping. Let me look at that scripture. It appears like you are weeping now, carrying seed. For a time is coming, when you are carrying the sheaves, people will see it. Because anytime you have to do with seed, it might look like weeping, but there is joy embedded in it. He said, he who goes out weeping, carrying seed to sow, will return with songs of joy, carrying sheaves with him. That season that it appears like you are in a tight corner, this is the seed you are carrying. My God answer prayer. Somebody beautifully said. He said they bury us thinking we will die. They don't know we are saints. My God answer prayers. The one who answer prayers. The one who answer prayer. The one who answer prayer is your name. The one who answers prayers, the one who answers prayers, the one who to severally, you use the right, wrong measurements to measure answer prayers. I don't have catalog on answer prayer. It may not hear me, but I know God answered. Only my hear me. The key is to answer prayer. Any door that did not open, the issue of that have been opening before, the issue obviously is that with the cylinder or the key. There was a time, I don't know. I think we went somewhere, yes, that reminds me. Went somewhere around Lagos. And where we are lodging this whatever. Then they gave us two rooms, which was a three-bedroom that would lodge. Then, when we entered the first one, the key opened easily. When we entered the second one, which is the one we like, they say it has key issue, that the key does not open easily.
And as somebody that know that God used to answer prayer, and I noticed, and that's why you see Pastor Samuel was flinging forth from the experience I taught him. He has not even paid for apprentice. If you are supposed to pray, please be seated. Was that the people that owned the facility, they did not know what we know about whatever. What happened is that that place is open. That is an open space. So rain used to go and eat the cylinder. Rain used to go and eat the cylinder. And they don't use it often. So what it implies is that for science students, you know, what is the lubricant? It helps for motion, right? So there is rust. It's not making, there's a lot of friction to be overcome.
Yeah.
Okay. If you don't understand what we are saying, we're actually talking about mass. I'm just joking. So what I did was I told person, when I discovered it, when I saw the mouth of the cylinder that it has rust, and I discovered that the key was still opening. It's not as if it's not opening. I just told him, I said, the man said, you want to go and break carpet? I said, there's no need for carpet. We'll pick this one. But he did not hear my advice. They still went to go and bring carpet. If the carpet collect money with them, it doesn't concern me. But we just know the devil has been faced. So I told Pastor Samuel, I said, please go and bring me anointing oil. Now, it's not about the anointing oil. It's just because that one was anointing oil. I just need any kind of oil. I want the same thing. Before you not think that, oh, wow. Then you now go and start carrying anointing oil. And then any small thing, your shoe is not working, you put anointing oil. You know, that is not what we are talking about. Praise, I want the same thing. And that reminds me, okay. So, we put the anointing oil and inject it, pam, pam, pam. We put that, inject it, pam, pam, pam. We put that, inject it, pam, pam, pam. So, anything that used to open before, that is no longer open. It could be due to friction. And then another line. Error due to parallax. If you are not a science student, you will not understand this joke at all. Because safety precaution carried out, number one. Now I'm asking on our behalf, please, what is error due to parallax? Because if you forget anything, at least error due to parallax was there. What is parallax? Praise God. For commerce people, don't worry. Parallax is actually when you are drawing graph. I'm just joking. What else? We're laughing. Are we getting this? My God, answer prayer. Please, preach conveniently and confidently to your neighbor. Say, my God. Hear the answer prayer. I'm actually going to set the foundation. I've not even started my sermon. I'm actually going to set the foundation today for this our team, the keys of answer prayer. And I'm going to go the route of protocols of prayers. Protocol prayer. Now, if you don't understand some of these things I want to read to us, scriptures, you may never understand what we are saying. But how many of you are already getting answers? That if you are a eater, it is immediately. There are some things that you ask God, you see it immediately. Why there are some other things that it will take time? That he said he gives seed to the sower, and bread to the same God. Same God. And if I ask you now, between eater, consumer, and so on, entrepreneur, which one will you want to be? Then why are you always positioning and squeezing the neck of God to be an eater? Some of you don't want to work. You don't want to do anything. You just want to be eater. And that's why they also say, teach us how to fish. That's instead of giving us fish, teach us how to fish. There is nobody that enter this sower dimension that will not carry seed. Psalm 126:6. In fact, there may be weeping. If it is the seed dimension, he said, he who goes out weeping, carrying seed to sow. That is the first thing. So most times, I feel like God is not answering him. Until God shows up. I remember that time, me and my wife, when we were courting, I told you guys that my wife left a very powerful relationship with end of discussion in it. Maybe that's why the discussion also ended. Because there was end of discussion, relationship she was in. And then there was me, whose discussion I've not even started. I was just trekking around with vision, Bible, prayer, and fasting. And I wanted to see maybe reading books or listening to someone to add to it. I'm a Kenushu. If I was in Noah's era, I won't bother about the hack. My shoe, I have two of those shoes. There's one that is Keno. Whoever designed that shoe, if he make heaven, a serious mercy that God came through to forgive him. And then there's the second kind of shoe, that one is steeper. The one that is Keno is forward. The one that is steeper is backward. What it implies is that the mouth of the sole of the shoe have eaten so much that it packs sand. So if I was planning to build a house early, I had a tipper that was working with that and been packing sufficient sand. Then you know when you get home that you're doing cocoa before you enter, you remove the shoe, kaka, you see sand, you remove the shoe, kaka, it's a pile of, you can build the place. And we're on the same page. So then it was just vision and prayer and we're carrying seed. Ah, we were carrying seed. It looked like nothing was going to happen. Listen to me. You are truly worthy of pity if you don't carry any seed. How many of you know that? Maybe you did an investment, for example. I'm not talking about all these reinvestment that you know money will come out from. And other people are buying chicken in school. They are buying whatever. And here you will know that you are going to start business after school. So while they are looking for work, hope you know that by the time your company is established, they will apply to your place. They had their future. And it looked like they were the big boys in school. Very small thing, item 7. Any times item 8. Any small thing, bonds. And they buy for other friends to come and apply in your own company. Because it's seed you are carrying. He said, we return with songs. We return with songs of joy. Carry sheaves with them. There is no sheaves if there is no seed. And anything that is seed, time. Bread is immediate. Because if you know it is seed, you have to process it. After you process it, you boil whatever that, before you make bread. You make bread out of seeds. You don't make seed out of bread. So that means that what that person is eating presently, your seed can produce multiple food for him. But don't hear what I'm not saying. I am not in any way suggesting that God cannot also bring the bread dimension to you. Yes, we can. I say God can bring the bread dimension. That why you have sown seed, you are not saying that there is famine, that there is drought, that you don't have money to do anything again in your life. No. That is, while he is giving you the seed dimension, he is also giving you the bread dimension. The bread dimension is to help you wait while the seed is still in the ground. God, my God, answer prayer. You are saying, I'm suspecting. I say, my God, answer prayer. I want to show us a few scriptures, and in course of this teaching, I'm going to teach on two kind of will. That is, in case of this, did I say this scripture now? I had access to this scripture. In course of this teaching series, there's one teaching I want to teach us on. I will help us to differentiate between trials and temptation, and then I will also help us to differentiate between the will of God. That is when to mention, if it be thy will. Because some of you go to prayer, you want to marry. You now went there. You're asking some father, if it be thy will, let me marry. Will you keep quiet yet? What are you saying? Because most times, it's because of laziness that your prayers are not answered. You see, prayer is not... Don't wait, listen to me. Prayer is not what you say.
Prayer is the strength upon which you are saying what you say. Wait, so. Prayer is not just, let's go. Then you're not saying, what are you doing? Say, I pray. Prayer is what you go and do after conviction. Hey. That is, your prayer will ensure of answer when you show up convinced that this is what God wants you to do. Take for instance, now when we started the building church, just imagine we do for a while. Hope you know if you take us, we will still be praying 20 years after. If it be that we that will start building church, God, please go and show it on the sky. If it be that we that you don't understand, is that most times believers want to be lazy. They don't want to know the will of God. And then they leave the work to God. And say, Father, if it be thy will, show up for me. If it be thy will, don't allow me to die. If it be thy will, kill them, so kill them back at it. You will get to know that actually, if it be thy will kind of prayer, is a prayer of consecration. Now wait. The prayer of consecration means that you already know the will of God. But you are finding it difficult to obey the will of God. Then you now show up in the place of prayer, praying that, Father, I know this is what you want, but this is what me I want. But if it is your will, please strengthen me to go with your will. That is what it means that if it be thy will. That you are on the hospital bed, they almost want to kill you. They say that this thing will kill you. Because they say, Father, if it be thy will, you have already written your death sentence. It is not the will of God that any to perish. It is not the will of God that you should be sick. You know, if it be your way, if it be your way. And I used to say it. I said, why are you people like that? You should be going for the perfect will of God. If it is the will of God for you to have a dick, why are you not going for perfect one? Like cancer, HIV. What is a dick as the will of God? That is too small a will to carry out. If it is the will of God, I will be healed of this headache. Congrats. Please, since when you are looking for the will, go for HIV. So that you can enter the perfect will of God. Because most times, we are doing like Africans. We are always trying to figure things out. You see, prayer is not that kind of thing. It's a tooling you need as a believer. The concept of prayer should be understood early at any phase of your life because of Christ. So that it won't appear like God is against you. The one that is for you is the one you are seeing as the enemy. Because our laziness have given God work. It's maybe thy be, thy will. Then it looks like humility. That is, you are humble. If be thy will, Lord. Let this, if be thy will, Lord. It means that we know. Father, help us. Give me 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 17. Luke chapter 11, verse 1. Please, can we read this together? How should you pray? Now, give it to me in Amplify, please. Very quickly. Amplify, very quickly. Ask you to pray. That is, pray without ceasing. Your prayer should be without ceasing. Now, James, give me James. James, I'll come back to that Luke 11. James, you call my time, be very fast. James chapter 5, verse 12. James 5, verse 12. Please, can we read this again? No, let's become my time. Go to verse 13. Go to 13. We are reading now to 16. Please, can we read this together very quickly? Is any one of you in issue? Wait. Pray continually. Because I want to take, and as I said, the protocol of prayers. The first thing we all agree on is that prayer is supposed to be continuous on season. Do we has that been established? Because most times I've often told people, I said, don't allow the reason why you should pray. This one is for you, Mr. Michael. Because I'm hearing, I'm saying to you. Don't allow the reason why you should pray. Be the reason why you are not praying. Please be seated. Christians, don't allow the reason you should pray. Be the reason you are not praying. Please say it to yourself. The Bible is telling us here, he said, is any one of you in what? What is the response?
Okay. While I was praying for this, I did not know where it is, but I think it's in Revelation 8 or something. Let me look at that scripture where the Bible says the incense was being burnt, and which is the prayer of the saints or something like that. And then God was telling me using that scripture that I'll come back to this one. Yeah, let me look at that in Revelation 8 or something. Revelation 8 verse 3. Thank you. Please, can we read this together? Where did he stand? So look at this now. No, I'm not going anywhere now. That is where it is. He was giving much incense to offer with the prayer of all the saints. What it implies is that your prayer is an incense.
Really talk about incense. Your prayer, anytime you show up in prayer, is a perfume. I think that is a better word. Your prayer is a perfume going up to heaven. Don't worry, you will get it. Proverbs chapter 15 verse 8 and then Proverbs chapter 15 verse 28. Let me show you how your prayer is. Please, can we read this together? But what? Are you saying that? That's what I'm saying. Your prayer is an aroma. So God is not tired of your prayers. That's why he said you should pray unceasingly. You know what it means that it pleases him? The Bible says, if a man's way please the Lord, he make even his enemy at peace with him. What it implies that every time, so prayer is not for requests. It's not only a request. Prayer is an aroma. It goes up to God. One of the ways, even without asking anything, I'm not in any way saying that you do not ask when you pray. But even if you do not ask, by the time you show up in prayer, there is an incense going up. And the Bible says, pray without ceasing. That is, don't stop the prayer. But the devil knows this. So he push forth an answer prayer to you to stop you from offering incense. You don't get it. Prayer is not a request. And that is why the devil will permit you to watch this film than allow you to pray. The devil will allow you to do every other thing except prayer. I like prayer, it's not true. Because prayer is a body. It's discipline that allows all of us to show up for prayer. And the understanding of it, the resolve of it, is what allows us to show up. My prayer is an incense. Give me 28 of that Proverb 15. He said, the heart of the righteous way is. No. Give me 26, let me see. I wrote 28 here. Sorry. Glory to God. Okay, 29. I wrote 28 in my note. 29, please. Please, can we read this together? What did the Lord do? He's far from, but he hears the prayer of the. Why is he hearing the prayer of the righteous? From verse 8 that we came from. Because it pleases him. Hope you know that if for any reason there is discouragement, there is whatever, there are some voices I silence.
I don't allow them talk. They are negative. They are negative people, but they call themselves realistic people. Say, let's be real, let's be real, let's be real. At the point you need them in your life. You see, but if it has to do with you need encouragement, if you listen to somebody that is real, you'll be discouraged. The more. So let's call a spade though, and start calling it one of the guardian utensils. The Bible says God always loves to hear. You see, am I the one? This is the Bible now. You say the Lord is far, but he hears the prayer of the righteous. That is, God is always, he pleases him when the righteous pray. You are the one thinking you are making noise. The heaven is pleased. God likes hearing you. It's just like your favorite musicians. That you like hearing it. You know what I'm saying? When you are down, you know what to hear. That is, if for any reason in court, God is down in heaven, you say, Jerry is praying, let me go and hear. Because it pleases him. And you that pleases the Lord, you are the one offering. Harry Wooney can't complain. No mercy. Is it not God by himself? Is it not mentioned? He doesn't even know that there will be challenge before he comes. Why didn't he come and intervene because the challenge came? It's not God or whatever. What if that is what it means? What it implies is that anytime they want to operate you, God will have to first stop them and then ask you that, son, do you want to be operated upon? Now say, Baba, my uncle, say, listen, say, it's because God cannot bridge your will. But I'm sure, is it? I don't know about you, but I'm too sure that anytime I show up, because it pleases God. Loves to hear the prayer of the righteous. That in the wicked brought a sacrifice, God, it detests the Lord. But do you know the irony? The wicked are showing up with sacrifice while the righteous are complaining. So you displease God twice. You did not get it. The wicked is displeasing the Lord with the sacrifice they bring. Then he will keep bringing it. But the righteous that is supposed to please the Lord is also complaining. He's not praying. So God is hurt twice. By the sacrifice of the wicked and the righteous that is not praying. Because the Bible says he hears the prayer of the righteous. In verse 8, the Bible says the prayer of the upright pleases him. God hear my prayer. Now go back to that scripture again in James. He said, he that is in trouble should sit around. What should he do? And I said, is any happy? What should he do? That means that prayer without ceasing that the Bible tells us is encapsulated inside the scripture. That is, there's never a time in a believer's life when he's not going to do either of these two. Either he's praying or he's singing songs of praise. That is what it means to pray without ceasing. Because the prayer of thanksgiving is a form of prayer. So, you pray. You pray. And that is what the Bible means by pray without ceasing. That is, there's never a time in your life. And that is why I said, never allow the reason why you should pray be the reason why you are not praying. You are looking for a job. You are looking for a job. They have to call God to order. They are only working after. We are trying to take a nap. A guy is in this of Walato. Latekana. And then God now you fully Galatians. Don't you know that I can't answer this guy like that? There's never a time in a believer's life when he's not supposed to pray. And look at it now. Some of you, because you are single. As soon as God answered that prayer, you became alien to heaven. They did not hear, even your neighbors did not hear you pray again. They thought you have relocated.
But there's never a time in a believer's life when a believer is left, is allowed to be alone with our prayers. Somebody did pray with that season.
Because it does what? It pleases the Lord. Even if you come pray out request, it still pleases the Lord. Ah, are we getting blessed or blessed?
Then he is God, he is God. Can't he do anything? Doesn't he know that?
Let me show you a scripture. No matter what your intention is, if it is not done on the right protocol, God will not hear. And I'm the one that said that. On the authority of scripture. That he said, God, if you can give me money now, this contract, if you allow this contract to go through, the building church, I will tell them personally that I will finish this building. Mm-hmm. You see, now I will finish the building, You think you can blackmail God? I like saying, no matter how good your intentions are, if it does not fit into the justice system of heaven, it won't fly. And I will show you. Have I asked for a scripture yet? 2 Timothy chapter 2 verse 19. Are we getting blessed or blessed? Very quickly. 2 Timothy 19 verse 2 verse 19. Please, can we read this together? Wait. The Lord knows those who are his. That is number one. Must. What the Bible is saying is that God's foundation is sure. And that's why I say there are protocol. There are rules of engagement when it comes to prayer. God has a sure foundation. He has a justice system that he goes by when you show up in prayer. You'll get it. Now, okay. Let me show some of the justice system of heaven. That will amaze you. Let me look at that. This one is not in my notes. I don't remember it. But the one in my notes is the First Chronicles. First Chronicles is where I'm going now. First Chronicles 13. But let me go and look at that place. Exodus. I think Exodus 8, if I'm not incorrect. That story of the story of Moses, when God wanted to kill him. Let me locate it. I want to show something. God sent Moses to go and deliver people. And God also came on board to come and kill him. Before even God did. I will show you. But let me show you this one first. First Chronicles. First Chronicles. Give me First Chronicles chapter 13. Let's read from verse 1. And that's why I say, no matter how good your intentions are, God has caused no more by your intention if they are not done the right way. Please, can we read this together? Yes, let's be no my time. Just be going. This is David now. If it seems good, let us go ahead. Let us send Wofa and White and the brothers and whatever, and also the priests and Levi and whatever. Let's be because of my time. He said, let us bring the ark of our God back to us. For we did not inquire of it during the time of Saul. Now wait. Is it good to bring the ark of covenant back? Is it good? Is it good? Yes, is it on the ark of covenant? Yes, is revival good or not? Yes, but now you are now inspired to perspire that you want to go and preach to the governor of Kwara State, even though he doesn't know you. There are some rules they shoot on sight to. You are a threat. They see you as a threat. And I'm going to show you. Is it good to evangelize? Maybe I should pick it from there. Give me Acts of Apostles 16. Verse 6. I'll come back to this. I want to show you something. Because someone doing, there are protocols to prayers. And yet you go, he says, God, the Bible already established that the foundation of God is sure. We didn't see the Lord where those are his. And let everyone that name the name of Christ depart from iniquity. You walk, they catch you. I'm coming to that. Then you just finish.
He has a mercy cover over salvation. I am under the grace. God did not see the sin before I seen it. Whatever, there is justice system. And that's why, don't forget, I said doing Wednesday midweek service, I want to show you the difference between Satan, devil, and the God of this age. The work of Satan is between God and a believer. It's not even between God and unbeliever. Satan does not accuse an unbeliever. That guy is already a scapegoat. The devil, Satan, is his name means accuser. What he does is to go and be accusing believers. And the Bible says, he will break the head, the serpent shall bite, which is devil. So most times, the devil does not work. And that's why I say, I need to differentiate between trials and temptation. The essence of temptation is so that you will fall. The essence of trial is so that you improve. God push trials at you, the devil bring temptation. But there are consequences if you fail the temptation. And you can't blame it at God. God already warned you. This thing you are just covered. Because, and let me also help you, there is a balance that comes when you also come have to do with the mercy of God. The mercy of God can show up, but the justice system of God will allow you to face the consequence. The mercy of God brings hope that even if the devil win this one, the righteous can fall seven times, but he rises again. So most times, people are intentionally going to go and sin. And they say that mercy covers our judgment. My brother, you know, it happened to David. And that's why I say, I'm going to teach you the two kind of will. There is the will of God that has to do with the precept of God. That will of God that has to do with the precept of God is the will of God you already know. God said, thou shalt not sin. Then there is the sovereign will of God. What the sovereign will of God does is that if you do not sin, the sovereign will of God will mandate it for you. Automatically, without you doing anything, the reward for your righteousness. The sovereign will of God is now also available that there are consequences for sin. So if somebody do not sin and is enjoying the benefit of righteousness, what about the person that sin? If God change it, God will be a two kind of God. Even you will not trust him. And that's what the Bible says, he never changes. There are consequences for the things you do. But what the mercy of God will do is that if the first son that both you and Agai have, which is David, if the first son die, God, by his mercy, can bring another that is battered out of righteousness. Do you know what the will of God has to do with the precept of God does? That is the revealed will of God does. Is that they show you that do not sin. David crossed the two of them. Number one, they said that shall not commit adultery. He did it. After the adultery, they said that shall not murder. He murdered. Then the adultery that was committed, the lady was pregnant. That is when the sovereign will of God now came on board. I said, go and tell David that the child will die. And you know what? David now fasted and prayed for 7 days. It was too late. The sovereign will of God already executed the judgment. And you know what happened? David went to pray. I don't know the will of God. Oh, he did not get it. David was not praying not to fall into temptation. He did the temptation. He did not pray not to murder. He still kill somebody. Then when the sovereign will of God came on board, he now said God is wicked. That where was God? He's not knowing God. Why? Where was God? Where was God? There are consequences for all the things you do. And God is a perfect just, a judge. If your judge is, if your God is on clean leg, will you believe him? If you pardon, that means that you will have God, they will have trained God in Nigeria. You don't get this. I do not say God is trained in Nigeria. Nigerians will have trained God. The justice system of Nigeria will have trained God. That this thing is lying. That somebody stole $1 billion. And his punishment is that he will be fined 200,000. Hey, do you show me where the money is? What kind of justice is that? David, a man after God's heart, he was still praying. I don't know what they are doing in this place, but it's okay. Because I'm in 2 Samuel. I'm in 2 Samuel 11 and 12. And they are in Ecclesiastes. Go and look for it now. This one, you're showing me I'm wrong. This one, they have seen already now. They have committed it. 2 Samuel 11. The Bible says, at the time when kings go to war, and David, no, 2 Samuel 13 rather. At the time when kings go to war, David stayed at home. Enjoying on the roof. Kings go to war. God even gave him the opportunity to go to war. He did not go. Then when he go for that, the Bible now says, when God now brought the consequence through these prophets, Zinabam or thereabout, he said, the child that the two of you bought will die. Do you know what David did? David now went to one fast and pray. And I wrote something in my notes. I said, you cannot have faith against the will of God. And that's why believers, don't forget, the Bible did not say the sacrifice. Because what you are not doing now is that you're already a wicked person. God has judged you and you are bringing sacrifice. Because you know the first thing he was doing was sacrifice. The lying down in the temple of God was a sacrifice. Jesus already warned us, same prayer that you fall into temptation. If you read the Amplified Translation of that, MSG.
Matthew chapter 6 verse 13. If you read the MSG translation of that, MSG. He said, God, deliver us from ourselves and the evil one. Then what it means is that lead us on to temptation. Because you don't understand that. When Jesus was teaching on prayer, one of the things he told his disciples is that part of the justice system of God is that if by yourself you use your hand to do yourself, God will punish you. And it's people. You may still bring the sacrifice, but it's detestable already to him.
You already know that God said, do not do this. You are not ignorant. Because I hear some of you are saying and are claiming that God did not answer your prayer. If you are God and you want to be just, will you have answered God's prayer? So when disciples came to Jesus, in Luke 11 verse 1, they said, teach us to pray. One of the things he taught them is that, guys, go and pray this prayer. He said, preach it the way God taught us the disciples to pray. Then Jesus now told them, our Father will never all of that. But he reached a point. Go back to that Matthew. He reached a point. Jesus said to them in that Matthew 6:13. This person should preach with me now. Matthew 6:13. I see MSG. What am I doing here? MSG. He said, keep us safe from ourselves and the devil. Wait. He did not say, keep us safe from ourselves and Satan. You know why? Because keep us safe from ourselves, we keep you away from Satan. And devil, we keep you away from deception. The function of the devil is anything you do with yourself, he carry the accusation to God. You know, he's the one that will carry it. So that is what Jesus is saying, save us from ourselves. Lead us into temptation means that save us from ourselves. Save us from ourselves. Oh God, David! Kings are in battlefield. You are strolling on this on top of the whatever with a magnifying lens. The sister is just baiting herself. You zoom in and zoom out and say she's beautiful. Come on. The other she called her. Let me think about it now. Because some of you watch crime scene so much that you want the film to continue. You don't want them to call the thief. Like Prison Break. See them. That is not God. Because even me, sometimes when I watch some of these things, whatever, I say, they should not call them yet. I love their intelligence. You know, you have been trained to think that God thinks. In God's agenda, that season will not reach nine. 1 second, film it what my moment. So then you the mass after God's heart. Alone, can David. Ha. Won't you also? Don't go far. In an organization, when some of you have work, that you are not the favorite. You know the way you used to look at the favorite, that if somebody else, I did this now, a guy will have polished him up. That is not God. Let God's favorite go and do it. There is punishment. God has no favorite. That's what the Bible says. You bring this, you don't the head, carry the serpent to bite. And that's why in a
as much as you are praying, and I wrote something, that's why I said this season you are going to enjoy it. Do you know why? Because if by yourself you will know, hope you know, that one of the reasons why none of you can offend me here is because I have a prayer to return to.
Oh, you nugget.
If you offend me, I will say, don't be angry now. Sorry. I'll show you. Mark. Are we getting blessed or blessed? Mark 11. Give me from verse 23 very quickly. Very quickly, very quickly. Time is a fly. You see, I tell you the truth. If anyone says to this mountain, go, and does not doubt in his heart, but believe that what he says will happen, it will be done for him. No, it's fair because he said, therefore, I tell you, whatever you ask in prayer, believe that you have received it and it will be yours. Most times, we nice to forget 25. Look at what 25 said. He said, when you stand praying, if you hold anything against anyone, forgive him. I am sorry that the person raped you. It's not the right order. But you have a prayer life to go back to. You don't get it. No. You can't keep malice and say you have a prayer life. It doesn't work. I have been pained by people. Pained so much that I wish I can retaliate. While I'm crying, I'm forgiving them. Because I have a prayer life to go back to. God will not hear my prayer, sir. If there is any person, one person at least, whether by white unforgiveness or black one, he will not. Part of the prayer Jesus taught his disciples, this is what Jesus said, open, do you know what happened here? A fig tree just withered. The disciples saw it and said, who do you have you? Baba, who is your second name? He said, me no any Baba. He now said, teach us. He now said, this is what happened. If you have desire, pray. But when you are praying, believe that you will receive it. It to be yours. But why you are still at that? If for any reason you can't pray, if you know you have anything against any person, forgive him. In none of them. He says, so that your Father in heaven.
This is a conditional statement. And Jesus repeated this same thing in Matthew 11, Matthew 6. That used to say, forgive us now our debt or leave debt. He's talking about sin. Forgive us now our trespasses. As if forgive those who trespass against us. That means as they lead us not into temptation. But deliver us from the evil one. That they save us from ourselves and the devil.
I want you to pray that prayer. Say, Father, save me from myself. And the devil. Is that your prayer? For in Jesus' mighty name I will pray. I have just 5 minutes left. All right. Holy Spirit, where should I go? I will go back. Next week, I will go to the First Corinthians story. First Chronicle story. Second Chronicle story. But today, let me just end on this Art of Apostles 16. Very quickly, Art of Apostles 16. From now, Art of Apostles 16, you will not give me... can you give me anything after this one? Why? Okay, we are. Please, can we read this together? Wait! I mean, what? Please, give me this in KJV very quickly. Evangelism, is it the will of God? Don't forget, I said there is the will of God that is called the will of God from as a precept. The precept will of God is the will of God you already know. Even Jesus has said, if it be thy will, let this call pass over me. Hope you know Jesus already know the will of God. And that's why when believers go and show up in the place of prayer and say, if it is the will of God, you are confusing heaven. If it be your will, it means that at that point, you have a will that is not the will of God. It's the prayer of consecration every time you use, if it be your will. That means you already know the will of God, but you have another desire. Do we get that? So when Jesus showed up in Matthew 30, he already know the will of God now. What was the will of God? He got that will, cup. Even if he did that will, let this cup. That means he already know that he's supposed to drink it. That is why he said, if this be thy will, let this pass over me. So what it implies is that there are some things that God will ask you to go and do that you don't like. You can show up in prayer and say that kind of prayer. Father, if it be your will, if it be your will, can start building church. If it be your will, inside mission law. Then, later on, when you are praying that will, prayer of consecration. What that prayer of consecration will do for you is that it gives you strength. then you begin to Holy Ghost reason. I'm like, building church. Whether it's the God of insight and the God of the building church. Anyone you want me to do, he will supply the strength. Especially sisters. Hope you know that I was not the chosen one for our sister. According to her, it took her 6 months to accept me as the will of God. And I don't want to imagine, but I imagine her saying something like, Father, it may be thy will. Let this cup pass me over. Now, in retrospect, now, when she's looking back, she will be thanking God that God gave her the cup. Some things you want the cup to pass you over for. Pastor, me don't go out like that. It's my wife. Something you see, like, you are the one wasting my time. All of you go out. Please sit there. I'm just joking. Some things you want the cup to pass you over is because you have not seen the other side. At that time, you two will, like Jesus, you will shout and say, hey, Holy Yamu, hey, Egbamu, hey, cross ye, can you want something like that even in Maniwa? Imagine Jesus. You know what is the funniest? That etidor, say everything. Oh, I know, what's that? You enjoy all this. What kind of man is this? That even the wind obey him. You enjoy, blesses the mother that gave birth to you. Now, all of that is not even why we send you. The reason why we send you is to go to the cross and die. Now, the center of why we send you now, you have prayed that I should glorify you. Now I'm glorifying you and you are shouting. Hope you know there is a time that when they are injecting a baby or they are disciplining a baby, you say, Mopa, Ephila, you say, if we tell you what the guy is doing, you will say, Ushupa. So God is not a wicked God. He is the one moderating what you are passing through.
Hallelujah.
1 Corinthians chapter 10 verse 13. He said, there is no man, there is no temptation that is befalling you that is not common to man. He said, and while you are passing through it, he said, God is able to provide a way out. And that way out is what some of you don't want to collect. Because most times, those temptations you enter into, God warned you. Severally, some of the things that you are not happy about, God told you not to go. You went there. You said, I have self-control. Self-control now, the self have left. We are left with control. Control to Jabai. You know what I'm saying? Father, deliver me from myself and the devil. Because the devil will not be able to get you if he does not, if you are not involved. Which scripture was I reading myself? Only 4 minutes scripture of me. Okay, let's just end on this. Yes. You see, and were forbidding of the Holy Spirit to preach the word of God in Asia. No, it's not in your Bible. That is, these guys are evangelists. They want to enter a city to go and preach. Is it the will of God for them to preach? How come they want to preach now? The same Holy Spirit is not preventing them. It's forbidding them from preaching. I said it, the precepts, that is the precept will of God, reveal the intention of God. The sovereign will of God, and that thing it does, is to show you when, where, and how. God will open your eyes to how to pray, when to pray, and where to pray. You are blessed. I want to give you a confidence. 1 John 5 verse 14 and 15. Let's end on that. 1 John 5. Look how 2, 3, go. This is... Wait. And that's what I say prayer is. Prayer is not saying plenty things. Prayer is the confidence. That is, you don't pray until there is a confidence. Until the will of God is known, you don't have a prayer life. No, you don't even have a prayer point. But once the will of God show up, what it implies is that your confidence, then the fourth, and that's why, if you check the building church, for example, even when we're running, we don't pray any prayer here until you have scripture for it. So what it means is that our assignment is first done. before we show up in prayer. That is one of the rules of engagement. Just imagine, if hope you know that if a man is fighting against you, God can help you. If you are fighting against God, who will help you? God said, it is my will not to do this thing this way. You are not praying that if you are the God of heaven and heart, then very soon you say you move to some altar and everything, you are all of them on God. And then God says, honey, this is not my will. Go sing, go, I'm not a man, you can't flatter me to do what I don't want to do. He said, this is the confidence we have in approaching God. That if we ask anything, please come together. If we ask anything, where? So why are you asking without even knowing the will? If we ask, if it be that will, is not a wise prayer. If it be that will, it means that you have a desire. That's what it means. That is, you have a desire. The will of God is already known. You have a desire, and this is what you want to do. And then you now go up and say, oh, Lua, hey, Jackie, come, Jerry, you pass me over. That is when you pray if it be that will. But the will of God must be found before you even pray. And if I say our confidence that we approach the place of prayer, I don't know the will of God. Now, he did not say God answer us. He said he hears us. That's where we used to mistaken it. He said he hears us. Now, look at it. Verse 15. And I say, and if we know that he hears us, whatever we ask, we know that we have what we ask of him. So, this is the process of prayer. The process of prayer is that God must hear the prayer first. And then you see, they said, and God remembered something. God remembered. That means that for the first time, at the time that God was praying, God had him. And don't forget, in heaven, your prayer is being born as incense. Most of those things you pray, what you do, what you do, and one PA or what you do. That is the thing, chaff. You know, the essence of your prayer, the robustness of your prayer is wrapped around the will of God. Your prayer is weightless if there is no will of God in it. Bless or bless. Oh, answer your prayer. Very soon you start having track records of answer prayers. You are blessed, oh. You are lifted. In Jesus' mighty name I will pray.
Thank you for listening to this message. We hope you've been blessed. This is the Building Church. Our core values are spiritual growth, service and impact, personal development, honor, excellence, love work, faith, family life, and societal transformation. And our pillars are the Holy Spirit, the Word of God, prayer, and reaching out. Join us for our Sunday Glorious Service at 8 a.m. and our midweek service every Wednesday by 5:30 p.m. at the Building Church behind Becadim's Tanke Okiodo, Ilorin, Kwara State. Please follow us on all social media platforms at the Building Church. Stay blessed.